I'm Alexa, and I'm from Sheridan, Wyoming.
Okay. And how do you feel about Joseph R. Biden?
Oh, well,
You don't have to answer that one. What would you say the greatest problem facing our country is today?
I don't know. There's a lot. Probably the greatest problem. Well, I don't know. There's so many things that I'm thinking about. But I would say that the biggest problem is that we're leaving God out of things. And God is the only person that can make things, you know, work and function right. So, yeah.
Good answer.
Well, hi, and welcome back to the Ramble Room. Those of you that are regular listeners might notice that we missed our Thursday publication date. We normally publish on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. As it happens in Sheridan, which is a fabulous place to live, there is a Thursday night street festival, and we kind of cut out a little bit early, and we went down to the street festival with a couple of microphones, and Sarah did some man-on-the-street interviews. Now, most of the people she interviewed weren't men, but I think you'll find it interesting, and we just wanted to share this with you. Please enjoy.
So tell us your name, where you're from, and how old you are.
I'm Aaron. I'm from Sheridan, and I'm 14.
14.
Yeah.
So no driver's license yet?
No, 1 month.
Okay.
Yep.
So who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Very good. And who is president right now?
Joe Biden.
Yay. She got it right. How many states are there in the Union?
50.
Oh, she's a smart one. We need more civics questions. How many senators does Wyoming have?
Senators. Two.
Are you smarter than a 14-year-old? We've got a winner over here. What do you think the biggest problem facing our country today is?
Oh, wow. That's deep.
And you can't say that we're leaving God out of it because your friend already said that.
That's what I would say.
Okay, what's the second biggest problem facing our country?
Second biggest problem. Well, I don't know. I feel like as a 14-year-old, I don't know a lot.
That's very good of you to admit, though. Because a lot of 14-year-olds think they know everything.
Biggest problem. Yeah, just God. Apathy, maybe.
So if you could change one thing about Wyoming, what would it be?
About Wyoming. I don't know. I like Wyoming. It's pretty cool.
Just the way it is?
Yeah.
So maybe what you would change is everybody changing it?
Yeah, I like that.
You like to keep it the same?
Yeah.
All right. And you were 14?
Yeah.
And tell us your name one more time.
Aaron.
Aaron, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
So give us your name, where you're from, and I guess not how old you are. We asked them, but you're not. And who you are.
I am Michaela DeBolt. I am from Sheridan, Wyoming, and I am currently serving as Miss Wyoming 2021.
Ooh, we have celebrities on the show now.
I don't know
so
about
that. So we're just asking a few basic civics questions, and that 14-year-old just got these right, so you have to get them right, too.
Oh, okay.
Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Very good. And who is currently president?
Joe Biden.
Oh, see, she hesitated too. And how many senators does Wyoming have?
Two.
Yay, she got all of them right. And how many states are in the Union? That was the other question.
In the Union?
Yes.
We have 50 states, and then we have the United States, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico.
Very good. Excellent. So what do you think the major problem with the country is today?
One of the major problems of the country today is I think that people aren't open-minded enough and aren't willing to listen to the other side. And even though we may disagree with other people's views, we can still listen to them and have a respectful conversation with them. I don't think that we can automatically assume they're wrong just because what I think is different than what they think. And I think that people need to just be more open-minded and really listen to what other people are saying without jumping into the middle of what they're talking about or totally disclaiming what they're saying.
That's a good answer. And as Miss Wyoming, if you could change one thing about Wyoming, what would it be?
I love Wyoming. It's so great. There's a reason that I'm so excited to be serving Wyoming and being a part of it. I think that not necessarily change Wyoming as a whole, but I hope to change people's view of Wyoming.
Okay.
And help educate people about Wyoming and what we really do have to offer. And it's like, oh, we're not just a Western state. There's actually a lot more to Wyoming. And yes, I love our Western culture and it means a lot to me and it has helped create Wyoming and make it what it is, but there's so much more to the state. And I think I just want to help educate people on how great it really is.
So have you seen the t-shirt company selling all the t-shirts and hats and everything saying Wyoming isn't real?
Yes.
They're trying to stop people from coming here. So that's kind of counterproductive.
Well, have you actually heard the story about it though?
I have.
Okay.
I know that lady. But why don't you share it and we'll put it on the show.
The story about it?
Yes.
So they have kids that have traveled all over and one of their kids is over on the coast and he is in the military and everyone is like, where are you from? Where are you from? And he's like, Wyoming. And they're like, where's Wyoming? What's Wyoming? Like, no one seems to know Wyoming.
Somewhere by Denver.
It's north of Denver.
And so then the joke has started of Wyoming isn't real because no one seems to remember Wyoming, which I know all of the 50 states. So how is it that people don't know Wyoming is real?
We're at the bottom alphabetically, so most kids didn't get there in their lessons.
They only made it so far.
Well, good. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Did you have anything you wanted to add? Any message you wanted to put out there into the universe? Or just a podcast?
So, I mean, if you haven't been to Wyoming, come visit Wyoming. I'm really excited to be representing the state of Wyoming. I'll be competing for Miss America in December in Connecticut. And up until then, I'll be traveling all over the state promoting my social impact statement, Kids Unplugged. So I'm really going to be encouraging our youth to explore the world around them without the use of technology, which is perfect in the state of Wyoming because there's so many things to do without technology. So that's how I'll be spending my year.
Very cool. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
So we had a few young girls earlier that I had to ask them some really basic questions, but I'm curious if other people can answer them as well.
Okay, perfect.
So how many states do we have in the union?
50.
Any bonus answers?
No bonus answers.
Okay. No Washington, D.C., no Puerto Rico, just 50, right?
No, I'm not going to claim those.
Oh, first of all, tell us who you are. And
wait, what if I flunk now? If I miss some, I don't want my name on there. But that's okay. Sam, that's right. I'm Sam. There you go.
I am
Edit
Sam.
Edit me out.
Okay. Okay, so you got number one and number two. What was number three? Oh, who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Very good. Who's president currently?
Joe Biden.
Are you sure about that answer?
Possibly.
We're not sure.
And how many senators does the state of Wyoming have?
I don't know. It either has one or two.
Two.
They
knew
that. Two senators, one representative.
They knew that. Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay. So the other question we've been asking everybody is, what do you think the number one issue in our country is today?
You mean the number one problem?
Yes.
So I would say, much like other people, I think the number one problem is we are just completely unfounded from our Christian roots.
Ooh.
That's, unhinged.
That's like a 100% rate of answer.
Is that what we're getting across?
Everyone said that.
Across the road.
Okay. Okay, so we're asking everybody what their name is, but be careful because you can only give us as much private information as you want us to put on the show.
Ah, okay.
So if you want to forego your last name, you can.
My name is Chris Verba, and I'm the Director of Marketing and Development for the Sheridan Community Land Trust, located right here, as you can see, in beautiful Sheridan, Wyoming. And what a fantastic night we have out here. Look at the community coming together to celebrate all of the beautiful things.
This is my show, not yours. So we asked some young kids some really basic civic questions.
Ah.
And I'm testing the adults to see if they can answer them properly.
Are you smarter than a 14-year-old?
Yes.
Probably not, but
okay. So I'm
going to
start
out
off really easy. Who is the first president of the United States?
Boy, I sure can't remember. He'd be George Washington, I believe.
Good. And who is currently president?
And who is currently president would be Joe Biden.
Are you sure about that answer?
I am sure that he is the person who has been sworn in.
All right. Good answer. All right. How many states do we have in the union?
We have 50.
Any bonus answers?
Bonus answers for how many states there are in the union?
Some people want to add Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico.
Okay. Well, I mean, currently we have 50 states for 50 stars, but I mean, like, how do you define a state? Like, I mean, like, are we in a state of happiness? Are we in a state of malaise? Are we in a state of, whatever, right? Or, you know, depending on if you've hit the beer garden down here, you might be in an entirely different state anyway.
These interviews would probably be better if I had hit the beer garden, but I haven't yet. Okay. So what would you say the number one problem in our country is today?
What would I say the number one problem in our country is today? I think the number one problem in our country today is a nature deficit. We don't have enough people who go out and explore our beautiful backyards. Thankfully, the Sheridan Community Land Trust is here to help you explore your beautiful Bighorn's backyard with these fantastic trails. Have you been on Red Grade Trails?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Where's your favorite part on Red Grade Trails?
The part that I don't have to look down a steep cliff.
Ah.
Any part like that.
So the cool part
is... This is my interview. You keep taking over. Just give him the microphone.
Well, I mean, if you would like, I can do. I can walk up and down and do that. However, we are building some awesome trails up on top of the mountain between Poverty Flats and Bear Gulch.
And how does one build a trail?
So what we have is we have ourselves a Ronnie. So when we talk about amazing local businesses, one of those being Emmett Technologies here in town, asked us, how can we do things, how can we build trails faster? And we said, well, boy, if we had an actual trail builder, we could do that. So they said, how about we buy you a mini excavator and you can find a trail builder? And so we did that. And in 2019, we were able to build two new trails, Kicking Horse Trail and the Link, right out here on the west edge of town, to complete the loop at Soldier Ridge Trails, giving you 10 miles of access, making it truly easier to go from your front door to the outdoors than ever before in Sheridan County.
We should make him do the commercials we have to do for our sponsors.
And now, because of so much community support, we were able to secure a $500,000 grant from the Wyoming Business Council last year. And that's giving us the opportunity to go from the base at Red Grade Trails to Bear Gulch faster than ever before.
And where does that grant money come from?
It'd be the Wyoming Business Council. And that came back with $125,000 of locally raised money from folks just like you that live here in Sheridan County and the surrounding area who love to explore their beautiful Bighorn's backyard.
So it's not government funded.
So that piece of it wasn't. That was matched money to come from the Wyoming Business Council, which invested in what they consider quality of life infrastructure here in the Bighorns.
So I should say it wasn't taxpayer funded.
The Wyoming,
voluntarily.
So most of our money comes from private donations, okay, be it folks like you or private foundations or whoever else. And then in some cases, we do find public money. And in the case of the Wyoming Business Council, which certainly is, that $500,000 is being used to build trail from Bear Gulch to Poverty Flats faster than we ever thought would be possible. We're taking a project that was going to take more than a decade and get it done in about 3 or 4 years. Sometimes building up on the mountain gets a little more challenging than you ever want it to be.
Entire months where you can't do it.
Yeah, you get, Mother Nature throws some challenges at you, and we still don't know, how late can we build this year up there, right? So right now there's a crew up there from Colorado who makes some of the finest trails in the world up there building. We also have our own crew up there building, and they're working on connecting those spots.
So it sounds to me like you're wanting to create more outdoor areas for people to come visit. How do you feel about all the people from other states pouring into Wyoming?
Hey, ultimately, what you need is you need people to be able to connect with and engage with the outdoors and be able to enjoy it. Because if you can't enjoy it, you have no incentive to be able to conserve it, protect it, steward it, however you want to engage with it, right? So, I mean, if everybody just sits in town and sits at home and plays video games all day, how on earth are they ever going to care about what happens to elk up on the mountain or what might happen to birds on the mountain?
But are you telling me that if enough people in Wyoming...
What might happen with fish?
But are you telling me that if enough people from Wyoming stay at home, we're just going to bring in people from Colorado and California?
I think America's a free country and people are free to move wherever they want to be.
Very good answer. So if you could change one thing about Wyoming, what would it be?
Sometimes it would be awful nice to not have to drive quite as far to get to some absolutely beautiful places. I never really fathomed just how much driving I would do.
Yes.
But the cool part about that is, I don't know if you've played Red Dead Redemption 2.
No.
Because, you can live out that game in real time out here, right in the Bighorns, between canyons, high alpine meadows, forest, sage. Oh my God, this place is beautiful. It's amazing. And if you haven't had an opportunity to go out to Porcupine Falls and take a dip in the plunge pool yet, well, you can join me this weekend.
It's better than your mama's basement, folks.
Always.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. We appreciate your time. Okay.
Hopefully
so,
not.
First of all, we like to ask everybody their names, but you have to make up a fake name if you don't want us to identify you on the podcast, depending on what your answers to the next questions are going to be.
Okay, yeah, I probably do want to make up a name because this does seem embarrassing. What if I don't know
somebody
something?
Somebody don't like.
What's the
this
capital
is
of Wyoming?
Liz Cheney coming to you live on the Ramble.
I can't answer who the vice president is. Think easy.
You don't have to give us your name.
Okay.
But this is just some random lady on the street. I don't have her identity. We're just asking a few basic civic questions. We had some 14-year-old girls to start things off, and they knew the answers, so you have to do better than they did.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
So, who was the first president of the United States?
Oh, George Washington.
Very good. Nobody hesitates with that. Who is currently president?
Kidding. Acting president?
Yes.
Or actual president?
Who is currently residing in the White House?
Joe Biden.
Okay. So that was the lead-in, because everybody said Joe Biden. I would say, are you sure about that? So you had a better answer. I like it. How many states are there in the Union?
See, all of these are, it depends. It depends on who you ask. 50 currently.
Yes. And there were bonus answers out there.
Oh, there are?
Yes.
Okay. So if you talk about Washington, D.C. and possible statehood. And
but we're fine with the 50 and the flag, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you say the number one problem in the U.S. is today?
Number one problem?
Yes. Or the top 12.
Number one problem in the U.S. today is the acting president in the White House.
Oh, good answer. Everybody else said it was not having God in their lives, so you screwed that one up.
I missed the easy Sunday school answer.
All right, so if you could change one thing about Wyoming, what would it be?
Do these have to be diplomatically phrased answers?
No, we don't know who you are, so you can say whatever you want.
Oh, sure, okay. If I could change one thing in Wyoming, voter interest and knowledge, I guess.
Ooh. Well, that is actually what we try to do. We try to get people interested, we try to get people engaged, and we try to get, but you can't leave yet. Bye, Sarah. And we try to educate people as much as possible so they know what they're talking about when they're talking about it. Because everybody's talking about politics, but most people, speaking of which, there was another question I asked. How many senators does Wyoming have?
Well, we have two senators in Washington.
Yes.
Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good. You did very well. You know your stuff, obviously.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for your time, anonymous person.
Of course.
Who shall remain nameless.
Okay.
Tell us your first name, where you're from, and how old you are.
Jen Trabert. I'm from here in Sheridan, and I'm 20 years old.
20 years old. She can't even drink yet, folks.
I know.
But she's smart. Let's see how smart she is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Tell us your name. Oh.
I'm Haley Dillon. I'm 20, and I'm from Sheridan.
Also 20.
Yes.
You guys are like twins.
Yes.
So cute. Okay, so these are really, really basic questions. Okay. We had some 14-year-olds that answered these beautifully, so we're hoping that you know them, okay? Who was the first president of the United States?
It was George Washington.
Obviously George Washington.
This is a final team answer?
Yes.
Okay. Who is currently the sitting president of the United States?
Joe Biden.
Biden.
Yay! They're not completely close. How many states are currently in the Union?
In the Union?
Yes.
Union?
Like
United,
in the United States.
Oh,
how
50.
Many states are
there? 50.
Okay, good. So how many stars are on the flag?
50.
Very good. How many senators does Wyoming have?
Two.
I'm just going to say one, but it's
that's
two.
A good guess. It's two. Very good. So here's your opinion section. What is the number one problem in the United States today?
Social media.
Ooh. Tell us why.
Mainly just, I think it's just not, I've really started to like lean away from it. Definitely more like texting. The whole like Snapchat thing I'm really like not into really anymore. There's just too much out there, and I think people have lost the ability to kind of keep like some things private in their life, and it's just, I feel like it's too exposed.
That's a very good answer. You're the first person to say that, and I'm glad that you did. I love that perspective. You have to say something entirely different now.
I was going to say, like, on a social level, because there's a lot of issues going on, I'd probably say probably cancel culture.
Oh.
Just people not understanding that people of influence can be held accountable mm-hmm. and learn from their mistakes instead of just shutting them down and just, you know, making them seem like a horrible person just because of something they did in the past. Like, people, as if it's not...
Like Bill Cosby.
not maybe that one. But just, like silly things. Like, people maybe being racist in the past and just learning from their mistakes mm-hmm. and growing from it and just people not letting them do that. Mm-hmm. I think that just cuts off a lot of growth in a person. So I think on a social scale, that's probably a big issue, especially like with the younger people nowadays. They kind of pick and choose who they want to, you know, cancel.
Right.
Just because they don't like who they were in the past. Like, people aren't.
And that kind of ties into your answer as well.
Yeah.
That when you have social media, you can surround yourself by only people who think like you.
Yep.
And then there's that phrase we all love, you're living in an echo chamber.
Yep.
And it doesn't make you grow.
Yeah.
Good answers. Okay, final question. If you could change one thing about Wyoming, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'd say we're pretty, like, I feel like Sheridan specifically is, like, really welcoming and, like, accepting. Because when we had the rally come in, everyone that came in to where I work was very, like, you guys are so great. You're so welcoming. But I do think as a state, we should be a little bit more open. I do know there's a lot of people from, like, California and Texas and Florida and everything, you know, moving here. And it's like, well, sorry, your state sucks now. But it's like...
So what would you say to an old fogey like this who's from here and his dad's from here and his granddad's from here and everybody's from here and we like it the way it is?
That's fine. I mean, I've born and raised here. I think Sheridan is... I feel like Sheridan's kind of behind in the terms of... more kind of things for like the younger crowd like us. Laramie definitely has more I think kind of more like restaurants and places that like younger people like us can just kind of hang out.
Mm-hmm. Laramie's also voting very widely Democrat.
Yes.
It's changing the state into something that some of us don't recognize.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a balanced way where we can provide things for young people to do without completely changing Wyoming as it is.
Changed. I don't think it needs to be completely changed. But I think some people need to just kind of have a little bit more of an open mind. Yeah. Not saying it's like bad, like obviously. I mean, it's beautiful. So many people like come and stay here. I'm so happy my parents live here. So I'll be able to like come back. But
you're getting the hell out as soon as possible.
With what I want to do education wise and like career wise, Wyoming does not offer it. So you have to go out of state. I want to go to PA school, medical field kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And Wyoming just doesn't have that. I mean, they do have the WAMI program through UW, but it's very limited and mm-hmm. is only like a certain amount of people each year. And that's if you want to do med school specifically. But anything else, if you're not wanting to be a nurse, you have to go out of state. So, I mean, it'd be great if we could, you know, figure something out in that aspect because that would be awesome.
Because
and I'm
you don't
sure,
want to leave because
I'm
it's
sure,
so amazing. You I, just want to stay here.
Well, I'm sure it would like keep a lot more people here too, like job opportunity wise.
Right.
But
and that is a genuine problem all over the state is that kids grow up here and want to stay here because they love it.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to do other than work in the oil fields or become a nurse.
Yeah.
So good answer. How about you? If you could change one thing about Wyoming, what would it be?
I probably would change like do something in Laramie like about the university because
we're probably on the opposite ends of that.
Yeah, well, because like the graduation rate's only like 57%.
Oh wow.
Because like the drinking and alcohol scene in Laramie is just like huge.
Wow.
So many people will just drop out, do whatever they feel like, and then well, there's nothing wrong with dropping out of college. There's nothing wrong with like
yeah,
I dropped
out.
It's not for everyone, but I think yeah,
it wasn't because I was drinking though.
Yeah, but I just think that kind of again, like every college town does have that drinking scene, but I feel like it's just really huge in Laramie.
Right.
Because like you said that there's a lot of stuff for younger people to do restaurant-wise. It's mostly drinking for the most part. And
so maybe those kids don't need to even sign up for college in the first place. Maybe they just need to go live on the street for a while. Get it out of their system.
Maybe, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like something in the university, and plus, I don't know, like the way they handled a lot of the COVID stuff wasn't my favorite. Which is like surprising for
literally if you're in a medical field and want to do like organic chemistry online was hell. I was in lab
My petri dish froze.
I was in lab maybe twice. And just like retaining information with that is just insane. Like there's some majors, like if you were like a business major or more into like psychology or something, being an online would be super easy. I mean,
psychology would be ideal right now because so many people are falling off the wagon and just going
And I mean,
crazy.
some people really excel at it, but when it comes to labs, it should not be online. It is nearly impossible and has been an extreme struggle, but I do agree that the university could change some things. I feel like they are kind of, I almost feel like they're set like back like 50 years and then they're stuck being set back 50 years with just kind of like, I don't know, like the vibe with it. But it's honestly, it's been great. UW was not my first choice. I was like, no, I'm going to stay at Sheridan College, highly recommend. And then get my associates and, you know, go somewhere else for, like, I really wanted to go to Utah. But that just didn't work out. And, I mean, I've become really good friends with her down there. Yeah.
It's hard not to. She's a sweetheart.
And, I mean, it's so cheap. And that's what's also great because it's like, do you want to be in debt in your undergrad or your graduate? And I was like, okay, graduate.
See, but I chose to be debt-free and just skip college altogether.
Yes. But one thing that is phenomenal about the University of Wyoming is their study abroad program. People from all over the country come to study abroad through UW because it is that like vast and amazing. I mean, it is so.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah,
so you are providing new information.
I am
to
so excited to study abroad through them. It is insane because you pay UW tuition if you do an exchange.
Yeah, like, and where are you going?
Yes, so my tuition could be $3,000 if I can go to Brisbane, Australia.
Go to Germany.
I'm considering Birmingham, UK also. I have family
Anywhere
in France.
Anywhere where you can drink.
I don't even like alcohol now. I've been through the Germany airport and that was very confusing. I'll tell you that. But
well, we are going to take off and hit some more people, but thank you ladies very much for your time.
Yeah, of course.
It was very interesting and informative.
Yes.
And just for fun, we're out here with the booth just trying to raise awareness. Is that what people say? We're raising awareness. But one of the things we love to do on the podcast is educate people about civics and history and things like that so they better understand the politics that they ramble on about all the time. So we're out asking questions. And we started the evening with a couple of 14-year-old girls who did very well with these very basic questions. So you have to do better than they did.
Gotta top them.
So first of all, tell us your name, how old you are, and where you're from.
I am Kaylee Schiff. I am 19, and I am from here in Sheridan.
Very cool. All right. We're going to start off really easy.
All right.
Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Very good. Who is currently president of the United States?
Hold on. Hold on.
This is a tough one
for
everybody.
The name, like, escaped me.
He doesn't know either.
I'm under pressure here. Yeah, Joe Biden.
Yes.
Biden there.
Sleepy Joe, Lion Joe, no longer with us, Joe.
Biden.
How many states are there in the Union?
50. In the what?
In the Union. In the United
Union.
States.
The Union, yeah, the 50.
Yes, okay, good.
I thought there was 56.
56. We're just adding them left and right. All you have to do
now
is fill out the application, and you're in, right?
I haven't seen an updated star map yet.
So how many senators does Wyoming have?
Two.
Not one person has missed that question, so I'm glad it wasn't you that failed everybody. Very good. So, at the age of 19, what would you say the number one problem with our country is today?
That is a good question. I don't really keep up with politics.
What's the first thing that pops into your head?
Adulting.
It's so hard.
I don't know how to adult.
So hard. Okay, I'll give you the other question. If you could change one thing about Wyoming, what would it be?
You know, I don't really find anything wrong with Wyoming. I like it. This is going to be my forever home.
Aww. That's a very common answer, actually.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything wrong with it.
You seem like you have a lot to say, sure. Grab the mic.
You have something to say?
You don't have, like, a public service announcement for anybody, or?
Gotta like hot stuff.
Do you know, this is what I should start asking
people. I feel like a
radio
host.
Hand him the microphone. He's going to answer a question for me.
Have him introduce himself.
What are the basic rules of a four-way stop?
you stop at the stop sign.
Right. Who has, and honk, is that what you said? And who has the right of way?
The person who stopped first.
Or?
Person to the left.
No.
To the right. I said to the right. Did you hear that?
We're going to edit this in post.
Perfect.
Okay, so you heard all of the answers that she gave. So I have to ask you completely different questions. We have
That's
to
just wrong, because now I should be asked the same questions.
That's cheating, fine. Though. Okay, we'll start with the first one. Tell us your name and where you're from.
I'm Ryan. I'm from right here in Sheridan, Wyoming. And I love peppers.
He loves peppers. He loves them so much. And you grow all your own peppers, right?
I grow a lot of peppers.
A lot of peppers, but yeah. Not all of your own? Do you steal peppers from the neighbor's
all
garden?
All of my own peppers are my own, yes.
Okay. So, how do you feel about the laws on the books as far as theft from your neighbor's garden?
Are there any laws on the books about theft from my neighbor's garden?
I don't think there are. There are the biblical principles, like if your goat gets in.
Misdemeanor kind of thing. I don't know. Oh.
Was it beans or radishes?
Beans.
In that story. I don't remember the story. Do you remember the story?
The beans.
She's pregnant. She's eating radishes.
Oh, I have no idea.
Wally's alone.
I don't remember. We're all the way back into Brothers Grimm stories. Okay, so we need some different questions
beanstalk.
For him than what she
We're talking
asked.
About the beanstalk. Right at the present time? No.
Is there anything you can recite?
Yes.
How about the recipe for
the blue,
this right
The
here?
Little blue truck. I have been reading that for about 4 weeks.
Is
every night to the boys.
Where his big important wheels get stuck?
Yes.
That's one of my favorites.
In muck and mire.
Yes.
Yes.
Continue. You have a wonderful radio.
Honk.
The butter battle.
Hop on pop. In the bitter butter battle. I can't do that one. It gets my tongue twisted.
Do you know what that's about? What portion of
Tweedle
history
beetle,
that was referring to?
Butter battle, but I don't know. Don't
it was the Cold
me.
War.
I don't know.
We actually just talked about this on the show the other day because we were talking about the Cold War, and I said if you ever want to understand what the Cold War was all about, you just have to read Dr. Seuss's Butter Battle. Yeah, we should probably let you get back to your customers. Well, thank you guys very much
thank
for
you.
Your time.
Yes, thank
pleasure.
You for stopping.
Yeah. Sometime you need to come on the show and